Welcome to the Wealth Done Differently Retirement Podcast. Danielle Howard, a certified financial planner, shares insight into the financial tools, techniques, and temperaments needed to make the most of your retirement dollars and relationships. Danielle bridges the gap between Wall Street and Main Street, bringing complex financial topics down to earth. Danielle will educate and inspire you as you define and refine your version of prosperity.
Hello and welcome to Wealth Done Differently Retirement with Danielle Howard, a certified financial planner. Today, the podcast is titled Financial Umbilical Cord or Lifeline. Danielle's going to cover 7 tips to help you decide if you're helping or hindering your adult children. Wow, this is a pretty heavy topic today. Good morning.
Yes, it is. It is.
Yeah, this could be sensitive for some people out there that are listening right now that have adult children.
Well, I have adult children and now a grandchild, and I know you have some adult children.
I do. And grandchildren. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. This is an area that I know my husband, Mark, and I have struggled with over the years, how to help best financially assist or not assist our kids as they take on adulting. Have you guys found it challenging?
Yeah, it can be because, you know, you get to a point where you want your children to prepare as well as possible through their high school years and then into college and hopefully find a job right away that helps them bring in the income that makes them successful. But today's day and age, it's not easy to, even with a college degree, to get out there and find a job that's going to pay those bills right away. And how much help do you give your adult child? So it's not a crutch. It truly is just a, hey, we're going to help you get by until this point, or setting up those parameters can be so difficult. And there's a lot of second guessing involved.
Yes. And, you know, Mark and I have a blended family, his, mine, and ours. So the complexity of our financial situation is broad and deep. The relationships, how they've played out over time has been challenging. We've tried to learn from our experiences and, have we done it right all along the way? No. I think it's been really important to cover ourselves and others with a lot of grace and knowing that none of us is going to get this perfect, that we need to, you know, when we do get it wrong, ask for forgiveness and try to focus on mending relationships to the best of our abilities. And, you know, I've worked with a lot of clients through a lot of this stuff, which leads me to mention that, for my listeners, that I hope you get some insight and, you know, can glean some wisdom and insight about this topic. I feel it's really important that you take what I say and apply it to your own life and take a look at where you can bring in other professionals and talk deeper about any of these topics, that your financial situation and your life is unique and deep and broad, and make sure that you're working with folks that want to get to not only know you, but your family and what these different dynamics are. So you can better understand how you can use these financial tools in wise ways. So as we put that little bit of a disclosure aside and start digging in, and this is a heavy duty one.
Yeah. And if you're listening to this, again, understand that we've already established Danielle and I are both in that situation right now. We've been there or are going through it. And it is a personal thing. And if you're finding this a little bit tough to hear or tough to listen to, just understand it's not a judgment issue. It's just, this is life. This is where we're at. Wherever you're at is your own thing. And that's why she's saying, get some professional advice, some thoughts. And if you don't have a professional already, I know Danielle's available to talk about it because she's in the midst of it as well. So it's life. That's it. We're doing life together.
We're doing life together. Exactly.
Absolutely.
You know, and this is a podcast focused on the rewirement season. So we're talking about adult children. I get questions all over the place. So how do I deal with my younger kids and teach them about good, you know, money habits? That's a whole different conversation. So today we're just talking about our adult children and how to relate financially as best possible with them.
Mm-hmm.
My personal mindset around this is that we need to make the best decisions possible at any given time in a variety of life circumstances, and that we need to start with the foundation of respect, both of our adult children and of ourselves. Like you mentioned, Eric, we want our offspring to be happy and healthy. I don't think any parent out there wishes ill for their children. Mm-hmm. We want them to be capable and self-determined. We want them to make positive contributions to society and feel good about their life and choices. And I totally get that for some people, they have children that may have health issues or mental issues that prevent them from being fully engaged, you know, in their lives. And those are outlying situations. And we can at some point maybe discuss some, you know, special needs trusts or you know, aspects around that. But this is kind of focused on the kids that are capable and able to live fully and intentionally with their lives. I think it's also really hard to watch our children struggle mm-hmm. With life circumstances or, you know, consequences of poor choices that they make. And we all want to have good, honest, forthright relationships with our children. And money is one of the biggest wedges that can come in between, you know, come between us in a variety of ways.
Yeah, wow, you brought a memory back to me big time. Because we don't want our kids to struggle. But I remember when I was in fourth grade, we had a school project and it was all about monarch butterflies. And my teacher had actually gotten some, I don't know, through the mail, I suppose, but she'd gotten some caterpillars that were already in their chrysalis. I think if I remember the term correctly, my fourth grade teacher would be proud if that's correct. Don't tell her if it's not.
it is. We're going to talk about them. Yes.
Oh, good. Yeah. So I remember that there was a couple of us that we were around one of the chrysalises and the butterfly was trying to emerge and the teacher wasn't around at that point. And we were trying to help the butterfly
yes.
to emerge. Yeah. And it was a bad thing because yeah. as you try to help, you're actually, we ended up destroying the butterfly, not physically we touched them, but the whole point of the struggle of getting out of that cocoon or that chrysalis is so that the body is shaped and the blood and other stuff, I don't know what the other stuff is forced into the places.
To the wings. Yeah, yes.
Correct. It's forced into the wings so that the wings can work and that butterfly can then fly on its own. And I think as a parent, it's so hard to see the times that we're overstepping our bounds by helping too much and removing too much of that struggle from our children so they're not learning and they're not growing their own wings.
Exactly.
But that was a lesson I'll never forget because, I mean, I felt so terrible that butterfly will never develop and be able to survive on its own.
Thank you for sharing that. It is powerful. That's great, great imagery to carry us through when making financial assistance decisions with our children. And we'll touch base on that a little bit further on too.
Yeah.
But that's part of that respect. You know, as I age, I want my children to be able to walk alongside me emotionally engaged and supportive. I don't want them to be financially burdened. Mm-hmm. You know, because of choices I made early on. And this requires Mark and I to plan and prepare as best possible, which is going to, you know, have financial implications on how we're able to assist our kids. You know, so respect is honoring a person's life journey and understanding that, you know, we want to provide a conducive, a positive environment for them to, you know, unfold their potential, and that there's no set process or protocol for what looks like in each individual person's life. And this again is where money sometimes is such an easy answer, and we can just try to throw money at things because it's tangible, it's something that we can quickly go to, mm-hmm, and we need mm-hmm. to be very, very, very careful with it.
Yep, absolutely.
Today, we're going to look at my respect acrostic to help you think through how you want to handle your financial, how you, you know, may want to assist or handle financial situations with your adult children. And work with me here. So as we go through respect, R-E-S-P-E-C-T. And we can all hear the song playing through our head right now. So we're going to start with R. And I want to look at that as our resources. So the first thing we want to look at is, do you have enough for yourself? And defining that, how do you decide how much is enough? Have you planned for, you know, your end of life care and how you want to facilitate this aging process of the, you know, the go-go years, the slow-go years, and the no-go years? And if you have not discerned how much you need and what is your plan, you need to stop. And if you do not know that you have enough for yourself or uncertain in any area of this, and you are contributing to your kids' financial situation right now in any way, shape, or form, just stop and take a deep breath and take a look at your resources. You know, we get on an airplane and we have all heard it 100 times, if not more, that put on your own oxygen mask first before assisting others. Because if you don't take care of yourself, you're going to be sleeping on your kids' sofa somewhere down the road, or you're going to be putting them in a situation where they are burdened, possibly at a time of life where they need to be focused on their own families. Mm-hmm. So first of all, take a look at your resources. What do you have? What are all the different moving parts? How do you make sure you are optimizing them? So if you do have the financial resources to assist your gorgeous progeny as you head into your Vesper years, continue to listen on. You can listen on anyway, but this is the next of all these 6 suggestions are based on if you have determined you have enough resources for yourself. The next one we're going to look at is ego desires. So R-E, ego desires. If you are financially assisting your children, how are they using that money? Again, it is up to you to be a little discerning here. It's not about control. We'll get into that in a minute. But we're to provide for our children, you know, clothing, food, shelter, and an environment that is conducive for growth. And as they age and move into adulthood, they should be able to provide those things for themselves, unless there are outstanding issues. But if you are financially assisting them and the media is coming at them in every aspect of life saying, you need to do the latest, greatest, you need to have this, you need to do that. And I get making ends meet today is not easy, but it is doable. And if you are creative and resourceful and building on your character assets, you can make it happen. It may be hard. But you also want to look at your own ego. Are you doing things for your adult children, financially helping them out because it's a reflection on you? Do you need to keep up appearances? Mm-hmm. And, you know, are you assisting your children in order to be a reflection of your own self? And this is a self-awareness that may be a bit hard to swallow sometimes. But if you are, you know, assisting your children financially based on, oh, they need to have the latest cell phone, or they need to have this car, or they need to have this roof over their head, and it's a reflection on you, or you are helping them to live above and not respecting them in being able to live their own lives in the way that they have created an environment for. It's something for you to take under consideration.
Yeah, absolutely.
On the flip side of that, we look at soul needs. Assisting a child with a soul need could look like helping them get a business started that is based on their passion. If they have a well laid out business plan, if they've really done a lot of research, if they are gifted in an area that you could really see them excelling at, it could be investing in their continued education or in a lifestyle situation. For example, if your child has entered into the ministry or is a missionary and they need some assistance in a lifestyle living in a foreign country, and this is a, you know, feeding their soul, this is an area that it probably would be beneficial for you to look at financially assisting them. It is a very, very fine line and requires you knowing your child really, really well. Mm-hmm. It would require, you know, deep communication and discernment and a willingness to have conversations about money, what their needs are, for how long, is there accountability, asking lots of questions around, you know, why do you want to do this? Why do you need this? Why is this important to you? It involves time. There may be other professionals that need to get involved here. But it's a very, very different environment, providing for soul needs versus ego desires.
Yeah, and I think that it's so difficult for us as parents sometimes to have those conversations, because I think we've all seen it. We've all seen the singing shows, right, where they have tryouts on the air and you get somebody in there that is completely tone deaf and they're a terrible singer, but yet they've been surrounded by people who have told them, you're awesome, this is great, you're fantastic. And then they get in front of somebody who's just going to tell them the flat out truth, and it's a train wreck.
Yep.
And I can see that happening with our children. We don't want to crush their soul desire or their, you know, their, I'm using air quotes, their soul need. But really, if it's not in line with who they actually are by how much you know your children, and like you said, you've got to know them and you have to have those heart-to-heart conversations, they may want to start a rock climbing business because, you know, I'm in Colorado, this is the perfect place for it. Well, son, I love you, but you're scared of heights. You know, how are you going to accomplish this? It goes back to that business plan that you were talking about and those things. It's hard to have those conversations, Danielle. How would you suggest a parent has that conversation, or do you have any resources, or do you know of resources that they could use to help them initiate that conversation?
Well, I think that the why question is really good. And, you know, again, building a network, a team of advisors and, you know, again, whether it's accountability partners, but, you know, you want to look at, you know, does your child, adult children, I keep just calling them child, but does the adult child have, you know, talent in this area? You know, if they don't have talent and they want to start something, you know, it's a heart to heart, you know, let's play this out. Mm-hmm. Are you willing as the parent to allow them to fail? You know, again, I think we as parents want to rescue our children and not allow them the learning experience of failure. You know, so weighing, is this failure going to put my financial circumstances in peril? Or is this a reasonable place where maybe they don't have the talent, but this would be a good learning experience and I'm willing to invest this much for it to be a learning opportunity, but how far do I let it go? You know, that is the challenge. And this is where you want to be playing this out. You know, if I have a client come in and they're saying, I want to, you know, invest in my child's, I actually do have a client who his son is now in the investment world and he's involved in a hedge fund. And you know, he's coming up with all these latest, greatest investments. And this gentleman is wanting to invest in his son's business. And I'm going, okay, let's play that out a little bit. What is the worst thing that can happen if you lose all that money? You know, how are you going to go about, you know, what does this conversation look about why you're wanting to do this? You know, it obviously isn't about, I want you to get me a 100% rate of return on my investment. He's wanting to do it to be supportive of his son. But, you know, let's have this conversation and play it out a little bit. So I don't think there, you know, again, there's any easy answers, but the more you can build your network of support, have more conversations about it, the better off you're going to be.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. All right. What's the next tip?
The next one is P. P is for pain in the process. know, how much financial pain is needed to facilitate positive growth. This is all about boundaries, about tough love, about understanding that the struggle is necessary, that, you know, elements of financial struggle are okay. George Kinder wrote a book, Seven Stages of Money Maturity, and he incorporates as one of the stages, as the stage of pain. And, you know, your story earlier about the butterfly emerging from the chrysalis is perfect. Same one with the baby chick coming out of the shell. We as parents so desperately want to help either peel back the chrysalis or peel back the shell and help them get out to their full potential. But when we do that, we're actually impeding their growth. We're keeping them from fully becoming what they what needs to happen there. So understanding that the struggle is necessary, that failure is okay. To what extent do we want to allow that? I know when my daughter way back when cell phones were first coming out and she really wanted a cell phone and it was like, okay, get a job. And it was before I even had a cell phone. And she had to, we were going on a trip and she wanted to go with a friend on a different trip. And I said, you know, there's this thing called roaming charges. I really don't understand them, but I know they're really, really high. And I don't think you should be calling from Texas. And, you know, that's something you may want to look into. And a month later, she had a $350 phone bill because of roaming charges. And we told her she had to pay that. She had to work at she was working at a movie theater and she had to pay that. And it was painful. It was hard for me not to write that check because that was a lot of money for I think she was 16 at the time. But we let her feel that pain as a learning experience. I think she's forgiven us. I'm not sure. I'll have to ask her. So under the standing that pain is part of the growth process.
Yeah, absolutely.
The next one we have to contend with is entitlement. E is for entitlement. You know, that entitlement mindset, you know, it's just this little small weed, but left, you know, unintended. It's going to grow like crazy and it consumes the beauty of relationships and it wreaks havoc on our lives. Mm-hmm. You know, it's a barrier. I think it's a huge barrier to not only a healthy financial future, but to relationships. And it doesn't matter, you know, where you lie. If you know, don't have money, entitlement, you know, the entitlement programs out there in the government, you know, we know they're all broken. And or if you have a lot of money, people move into that entitlement mindset that basically says, you know, I have the right. You know, so if an adult child feels that they have a right or claim to your financial resources just because they were born to you, you've got an entitlement problem, and it is rampant in our society right now.
Yeah,
it is scary rampant, and I think it is so entrenched, and it's a sick disease that we all need to take a look at. What we're seeing is that elder abuse and fraud is on the rise, and it's primarily happening with family members. You know, so if adult children feel entitled to your money in their early 20s, early 30s, early 40s, you are exposing yourself to potential abuse down the road. And we want our children to respect and protect us, not take advantage of us or our financial resources. So we need to battle entitlement, you know, fight that tooth and nail.
Yeah, absolutely.
C is for control. So to take a look at what are your personal motives, what are my personal motives for assisting our adult children? Now, Warren Buffett has some fantastic messages around this. And a quote from him is, I've seen people try to steer their children, and the worst things you could do is use money to induce given behavior with your kids. You know, you hear this. I will pay for you to go to college if you get your medical, if you become a doctor or you become a lawyer. You know, there's a lot of...
Yeah,
handcuffs around money. So if there are any strings attached as you decide how to assist with money, you know, be prepared for, you know, there's going to be resentment or pushback at some point down the road. Mm-hmm. Warren Buffett went on to, I told my kids that they don't have to do anything. They don't have to finish college. They don't have to become doctors or lawyers. I told them to use their talents in whatever form they think would create the greatest net benefit to society. His kids are, you know, in philanthropic work. You know, they do some amazing stuff, but they were provided an environment to truly nurture themselves to their own true potential. So to search your heart and make sure that you have the best interests of each of your children in mind. And when we love our children equally, we will treat them uniquely. That is a quote I stole from Ron Blue. And The idea being that, again, we need to know and understand what clicks with our kids. And we have to be willing to be vulnerable. And I may do something for one child because this is their sole need. And that's going to be different in how I walk alongside you. You know, absolutely. One child may benefit from you financially assisting them and use it positively and productively, where another child, their personality, that may not happen. So you want to be really careful and love them uniquely.
Yeah, absolutely. Maturity levels are different. I mean, just all sorts of things play into it. And going back to what you said earlier, you've got to know your adult children. You've got to know how they're going to react to certain things. And you can't control everything. And trying to find that control point is tough because you want to control enough to where they don't harm themselves, but not control, like you said, I'll pay for your college if you do this, because now you're trying to control their entire future. That's a whole different ballgame. So, yeah.
If you have the financial resources and want to assist your children, we want to look at timing, R-E-S-P-E-C-T, now or later. If you are wanting to invest in their lives, do you do it now or upon your demise? Again, this is very personal. And for each person to wrestle with you know, themselves and talk about as partners, right now you can give up to $15,000 a year to anyone you want. And a married couple could give $30,000 away. You know, yes, there's very creative ways to do this. You could give appreciated stock to a child who's in a lower tax bracket. So it would avoid, you know, you taking capital gains on what you cash in with it. Or, you know, if they would inherit appreciated stock, they'd get a step up in cost basis. But it's, you don't want to look at how to do it until you've discerned the why and what's the, you know, the reasonings behind it and walking alongside them to prepare them and give them the wisdom and how do you minimize that entitlement aspect of, wow, you give them one chunk of change 1 year, are they going to expect it moving forward, or are they spending it on those ego desires, or are they, you know, using it for soul needs? And so this timing issue, a lot of people just want to say, well, I'll just leave it to them as an inheritance and they can figure out to do with it. I don't think that's respectful either. You know, I think that idea of looking at the timing, would it be beneficial to educate and empower and optimize, you know, how you're walking alongside them now? Or, you know, is later better? And maybe, you know, how much do you want to leave for your beneficiaries, or what do you want to do with the rest of it? So this is not easy stuff. And like I mentioned, the more complicated your family situation is, the more challenging it will be. We need to make sure that we just continue covering ourselves and everyone with space and grace. I think we need to look at how do we, bottom line, cultivate good relationships? How do we not let money get in the way of meaningful conversation, of deep relationships, of what, you know, binds us together and really focus on not pulling us you know, apart. As we look at respect in a true acrostic manner, it's about creating a poem indulge me in my attempt to create an acrostic poem with respect. Mm-hmm. My resources to be used responsibly, like planting seeds, to minimize ego desires and optimize soul needs. Cultivate the soil. Allowing pain in order to unfold the beautiful process of growth. Battling the entitlement and control mindsets that choke out and destroy potential. Seeking perfect timing to bring about the abundance of a full harvest.
Beautiful.
Thank you.
That was great. I like that. Yeah. So R-E-S-P-C-E-T, as people are listening to this, if you're saying, okay, soul needs, I really would like to talk to somebody more about that, or, you know, I'm battling some entitlement issues right now, or it feels like that, you know, with my adult children, or even my late teen children that are getting ready to leave the nest, I think they're already feeling entitled. How do I stop this? Or how do I change that? Danielle, these questions are in people's minds. How do they reach out to you to have this conversation with you?
No, you're not alone. Everybody is dealing with this stuff. Like you said,
absolutely,
we're just doing life. You can talk to us about a personalized journey of financial health. You can find us at www.wealthbydesign4u.com. Or you can look at our group learning opportunities, workshop facilitation, opportunity to take advantage of some of our online workshops. For that educational insight at www.danielhoward4u.com. I would also encourage people to go ahead and download our Social Security handbook, and that's found at that wealthbydesign4u.com website. I appreciate everybody listening. I also really appreciate your insight and feedback. And if there are topics that you would like us to delve into, to talk about, to just, you know, continue the conversation as we look at wealth done differently, you email me at admin@wbd4u.com.
All right. Thank you, Danielle, so much for your time today. This was fantastic.
Thank you, Eric.
And thank you all for listening to the Wealth Done Differently Retirement Podcast with Danielle Howard. If you have not subscribed to the podcast yet, please click the subscribe now button below. This way, when Danielle comes out with a new podcast, it'll show up directly on your listening device. This makes it much easier to share these podcasts with your friends and family. Again, thanks for listening today. For everyone at Wealth Done Differently Retirement, this is Eric Johnson reminding you to live your best day every day. And we'll see you next time.
Thank you for listening to the Wealth Done Differently Retirement Podcast. Click the subscribe button below to be notified when new episodes become available. The information covered and posted represents the views and opinions of the guest and does not necessarily represent the views or opinions of Wealth by Design, LLC. The content has been made available for informational and educational purposes only. The content is not intended to be a substitute for professional investing advice. Always seek the advice of your financial advisor or other qualified service provider with any questions you may have regarding your investment planning. Danielle Howard, Certified Financial Planner, is an investment advisor representative of Cambridge Investment Research Advisors, a registered investment advisor. Securities offered through Cambridge Investment Research, Inc., a broker-dealer, member FINRA/SIPC. Cambridge and Wealth by Design, LLC are not affiliated.